This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, I think we're holding here by the Dalit Varim, the Shena, and so on and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Omnam Asher Zachar or the Omnam Ay Lama?
Omnam.
Omnam Asher Zachar, Dalit Varim, Befrat, Adavar Mufla. So, he's speaking about things that cause a person to become so megushim that he's Sheikhayach, that he's Shekhech, is learning and so on. So he's going to explain what the tzira, besides the fact that all these four things are very gashmistic things, there's obviously some sort of teichen. Omnam. Mashazachem davon bifatu davon mufla. Kikor ba'anu lecha. Ka'odam yesh ba'gimol halakim. Dainu. Chelik shu gufni. Chelik rishon. Chelik sheni him kreches ha'nafshi. It's interesting. Usually the lashon in the morale is nefesh, you know, that's sort of the his description of the kreches of drive in a person, ambition, greed, etc. Chelik ha'gimel ha'sichli. So the korban ha'gimel dvar kamakam is ein laharich. The eil gimel halakim chiyusa she'odom mitziyusa ba'oilam. Shekasher ha'odom ein ha'nebel gimel kroy ein lakim ba'oilam uvadlas mitziyusa. It means odom as a tzuras odom is only shayach as a combination of these three kaiches. A guf without a nesham is a behema, a nefesh and a seichel without a guf is a malach. The chibur between the two is with the nefesh. So any bittul of any of these halakim is involved to a sadam. Now there's one more part. Ve'ilu shloisha dvarim he'mitzusa prati, ba'meshu adam prati. These are all things that describe the person himself. Avol ein ha'adam ha'prati b'lvad ba'ilam. But there's no such thing. In other words, every person has a metzias b'toras adam, and then a metzias prati b'toras ruven, b'toras shimon. If there is not a metzias, if the person is not miyuchid to the general tzuras adam, then he's not shayach to. He can't be a ruven unless he's a person also. So av yosha metzias mitzad haklal, meshu teich haklal. If a person has what it takes to be tzuras adam b'chol yusa, then it's shayach to identify a person as a prat. Mitzuraf al haklal. Mitziruf zeshu mitziruf al haklal, madregev ifne atzmoy mashal mitziruf al haklal. Vubeteich haklal. That's another aspect of adam, is his chibur to the klal. It's is this person shayach to adam? So certainly the prat of Adam and certainly the klal shabai, in other words, Adam as a klal, it's not the pshat that, for instance, if I say everybody in this room, that's the klal. So then is everybody has his own mitzvahs. And the fact that this person has to be in the room is not bechlau a description of the person. Ruvain standing in this room, Ruvain would have his kim as Ruvain if he be standing in a different room. Because the standing in this room is not a basis for him being Ruvain. It's a particular description. So when you talk about a person, the fact that he's an Adam is not like in a room, where it's a nekuda that the person could be without it. It's the other way around. If a person is lacking in a certain tchuna that would categorize him as Adam, he can't say, okay, so count me as Reuven the Baal Chai. There is no Reuven Baal Chai. V'tzir zeh shu mitzuref l'akal maderif na'atzim ha'shodim mitzuref l'akal v'ubetech haklal. Ki bevadei ha'prat maderif na'atzimoy v'akolf na'atzimoy. So the klali part in the person, the chilikas mitzuref, is a aside from his own kach nefesh. It's not the pshat that, well, he looks like a person, talks like a person, so we're going to consider him Adam. But there was a bar. That's very interesting. This fourth nekuda, the Maral speaks about different inyanim. In some places he speaks about his kinyanim. In some places he speaks about the tziruf of all three. In some places he speaks about Adam, which is really the same as the tziruf of all three. It's interesting that this nekuda takes on different appearances. Lemaisa, in a certain sense, there's a common denominator. The mominus and the kinyanim of a person are the place where the person is kolor within himself other inyanim. A person takes it, once a person has a metzias, so Bonav and Kinyanov become his nechasim, and they become nichlal through him. Masha Ein Kain, that's one. Or, the way he's describing it, this is the sheirish of klal, of which an Adam is a prat. So on both extremes of describing what the fourth nekuda is, they both are a mida of klolius, except you can talk about where the person is of a klal or where a person is a kolo. If we take it down to Tzuras Adam, a person can be the sum total of all the mashpiyim that Kashmir put in the Bria, and that produces Adam. And Adam can also be the klal of the nekuda that's curled in Tiberi under him, or the result of the klalius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah. Adam is the koilet for all dagas of Hashpah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And Adam is the machlil, he's the machlil of the entire Bria. So lemaisa, you have both inyanim in a person. Akoponim, fourth dagger. So the fourth dagger is the dagger of the chibur of the prat to the klal. But there's a klal that's before prat, there's a klal that's after prat. And the person himself is mamshich achlola down, or the person himself is in shem. And both are true. And in the midah of klal, the midah of malchus, a person imposes a malchus on the bria, and a person receives a malchus from a person imposes on the bria, and a person is mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on himself. Both nekudas are correct nekudas. Both nekudas express a bit of malchus and Adam, even though in a certain sense they are almost the opposite. Okay. V'zeh she'amar kasher nimshach Adam achar sheinah shel shachris. So sheinah shel shachris is a pegia in the fact that the Adam is nimshach to the guf too much. Because sleeping is a person's most not nefesh dekapath. He's kolay sleeping, and that's adam b'teres a guf totally. So basically, all his higher functions are not functioning at that time, and the person is called kulay guf at that point. Now, the simple explanation, simple hesber of sheinah shel shachris is the person, when he's supposed to sleeping at night, that's his man sheinah, that's when his teva demands shena. A person works hard during the day, at night he collapses, it's very, very hard, and his gufres, so a gibor can keep himself awake, but the pe'ula of shena is in line with the suicide. The pe'ula of, in the daytime, a person sleeps because he enjoys sleeping. It's a geshmak activity. So over there, the person is being mefatl, his nefesh. This is a time when nefesh should be functioning, and instead the person chooses to sleep. That's the shena of the morning. So the Malach wants to say Kaddish because he's the head, the fact that he has an neshama. For Avshar the Malguf, I mean they obviously saw him that he has hands and feet. Amru ki aguf butler to neshama. So their point was that the guf is butler to the neshama. Ubikshu loyma Kaddish loyma shu nivdol. So yes, a person has a guf. But since the goof is sort of an outgrowth of the neshama, he's the etzem neshama. The goof is sort of an addition. It's kaviyachol like he can express himself through a goof. But the person is being a neshama. That's what they thought. He says. So once a person sleeps, so it's shayach, the chiddush of sleep, the hagdar of sleep is, it's shayach a matzav of gufnis to kechiyus without seichel, without das. That means if you can have A without B, but can't be B without A, you can't really have an neshama in this world without a guf. But you can have a guf without a neshama, then bar kocha the adam is a gufnistic person. And b'meila, that was the kaveh that adam is not roya for. Adam is not roya for shira because he's a bar guf. So this is a type of, since a vital part of the the atmos of the person is missing over here, because if Adam is defined as that which has an neshama and a guf and seichel, so at this point it's missing it, and the Adam ceases to be an Adam at this junction. So that's the first one. The yayin shel tzarayim, b'chet b'chelek hasheni. Yayin is defined as the koichas hanefesh, the life force in a person, that is stimulated by wine. Kayayin misameach l'bavenish, shu nefesh abadam. V'yayin shaltayim misameach adam b'yoyser. And this stimulates a person even more. Why? V'zeh ki b'shachach adam otzumach z'ashena. The morning a person is not optimum, at his optimum best, because the person is still tired from the night. At night he's already waiting to go to sleep. But the peak of a person's koyach is b'tzarayim. Hayayin Lufna Koyach Vesimcha Beyoisa Adshu Sameach Lagamri. Well, the Fikom Yayin Shotzarayin. So, it's good. In other words, we're talking about Koyachas HaNefesh of the person that become very active, very stimulated. So he says, V'dover V'taysevesach Yisar V'ela Befadai K'chol Taysefes U'kumach Yisar and V'heder. Anything is, this is cited in Gemara, yes, it cannot look dummy. So anytime a person adds to it, it's like it's not there. Well, the fikr tovazer moitzias adam in oilam, kashir sarvedr v'chelagat v'chalkyadam. I want to explain this a little bit. What does it mean that yes, it cannot look dummy? How do you understand in this context? I mean, it's an expression that you know, whenever you have too much, it's not good. But how do you understand in this context by us over here? I think the pshat's like this. Imagine a person has, I mean, a good marshal would be as follows. Imagine a person has a ner Hanukkah. So he has the ner, which is the receptacle, the kli, oil in it, a wick, and a fire. The tachos of it is to keep the fire going. If the fire goes too rapidly and it uses up the oil, it burns itself out. It's not sustainable if it takes more than its share. So those things that are, those things that guzzle too much in the Bria become, destroy themselves. So as long as a person's kaiches are, well, let's give an example, a person has a field. So there's a certain equilibrium. I plant X amount of crops, and that uses X amount of fertility of the soil and water, and then, you know, when the crop dies, I can replant another one, and the material that was left there replenishes the nutrients, and so on and so forth. So this is sort of an equilibrium I can reach that replenishes itself. If I push to produce too much, it's going to burn other things dry, and then it'll collapse. Yes, it cannot dummy means that it will drain, it's going to affect it negatively. Same thing with muscle in terms of nutrients. If a person, there's nothing a person can eat that's so good to eat for him that he must, that no matter how much he take, it's not going to become counterproductive. It's not shaykh like that, because everything is built with a certain balance. And if you overstep it, you're overstepping a balance. So even though Koruch HaNefesh is a Koruch of Chiyus, it expresses a person who's kind of dull and not interested, not alive, and so on. It's a simon of Misa, so to speak. But a simon of, but if a person's overdriven, there's a Chiyus, that becomes, drains a person, that's that. Just like one of the people that are manic depressives, what you get is a period of extraordinary activity, and the person goes for days and days without sleeping, without eating, and he's this and that, and then he collapses emotionally and physically and so on and so forth. It's something which will always happen. In other words, if the person is withdrawing too much energy, then it's going to express itself by the fact that the person is going to down a bit. That's the Metzius. Okay. So he says, "V'amas sichas hayiladim kenei chelak hagimel shulchelak hasichas shabadam ki sichas hayiladim muhefech siach kenim." That was, if the koyach hadibur is the koyach in a person that brings out his das of seichel, sichos yiladim is the hefech of divrei seichel. It has to say, shekol sichos yichachma, you know, that's sichos yiladim rachamen, sichon talmud, v'sichos yiladim shen divrei hevel schoik v'shibush. Lefikach sichos yiladim yitzia menachachma. So if a person talks dvarim she'enam shel chachma, and his siach is just dvarim shel klum, then the person is going out of the realm of chachma. So it's interesting, even though the person himself might be a badas, but if his siach is not chachmadik, then So the third one is things of that are hefech seichel, and those are siches of things that are hafalim. That is the third thing. Okay, neged chelak ha'rivi shemayim ha'shadim nichal b'teicha klal. So he says here, If a person's mishtatif in a tzibur that's not a good tzibur, so then it's not only that he's going to become mushba from them or something like that. The etzem mitzius of being shayach to a tzibur that is a meaningless tzibur, it's a tzibur that has no teichen to it, that itself puts the person to that clout. It's not the pshat that will be one and one ashpa, but the very fact that I found my tzibur to be a tzibur of emptiness means I'm going to be lacking my mitzvahs in this most important part. And this is the side of the Mishnah person should be a zon of larayis and Rosh Hashanah. In the nekud of clout, a person needs to shtel to the top chelik of himself. So a sivur starts in Erev Shabbos called like head of beetle, because it centers around nothingness. The common denominator of a pack of amaratzim is emptiness. And the mele is not going to be any, that's going to be his metzius. Or prinsa bar ma'idin sa b'klal, like sheshul vayis abir gama. Not sure what exactly he's referred to. Usually he says it's something there, chachma, but I don't know. V'tav v'divei chachamim she'omru, shina shal shachas mima she'omru avram tiket fila shacha. V'choy t'boy. Yayin shal tzorayim, ma she'itzah tiket fila tzorayim, v'choy t'boy. V'chei ma shom asir filo gam shaykh l'yakov, she'ezech l'yodim shom yodim shalchan alakim asavdecha, v'choy t'boy. So, he brings these three in yonim. Shina Shal Shachris passed for Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one who was Nis'oirer Tavaydis Hashem. In other words, the world was Kulat Chayme and Avram broke that. That Tefillah Shachris is when a person gets up after sleeping all night and being Chumri, he is reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tefillah Shachris is Avram's dagger. Yitzhak Avinu's Avodah, Avodah Shaykh to the Chelak HaNefesh of the person, Rachmon Aliba Boy, that's the second one. Yagvin Shaykh to the world of Torah, which Shaykh to Sichlius, and he says, also Sichli Elodim, Shaykh Yaakov, Shaykh Elodim, Shaykh Elodim, Shaykh Elodim, Shaykh Elodim, Shaykh Elodim, not sure why, in other words, the Chorus of Elodim is talking about the lower dag of Sikh of nothingness. So the yeshivas, but a person is the fourth chaylik is Knesset Yisrael, and that's where a person is lacking. So since each and every one of these are these inyanim over here are kineged the inyanim of avir and mayim and eish and ruach. So these four things are also kineged that. That's why it's Matzias Adam Le'olam, because it's not shayach to every piece that makes this world, he's mafkir himself from. Avram is shayach to mayim. Zchor av nimshach achrecha to mayim. Mayim is p'chinas chesed. Not shayach to Avram. Yitzchak is shayach to Eish. He was kulei kolel. Midas adin and so on. Avis keneged Yaakov. It's the most ruchni of it and most refined of it. And then I guess by default, David would be shaykh to Chaimer. It says that he was gufni, he was admoni maybe, but I'll upon him. The other ones are more specific. Stam, I guess, more generic, that these are things that a person luxuriates in. Sleeping, drinking, you know, it's sort of all four are part of, we'll call it a leisure lifestyle. Well, if you go in Shemach, as a shank of a shot of the world, as a spoke of Moses Me'olam, half of my shots, a half of my shots, come on, so the fika some hach of Ganki, the Blazaima, the Hulu. So all of these in Yadam are things that a person must give himself from his real Matisse's world by being Pagir in one of the different elements. Any questions?
No, it's good.
Okay, so Bez Hashem next week, we'll resume regular Bez Hashem on Wednesday.
Okay. Very good.